Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Can we just wave our heads and say something beautiful to Jesus? Just bless His name. Bless His name. Bless His name. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Thank you, Father, for your presence. We adore your holy name. In Jesus' gracious name. Can we be seated? Glory to God forevermore. All right, so let's get into the word. Do you have the TPT translation? Check if you have it. You give me Galatians 5:1 in that translation. Do you have it? All right, so let's read. One, two, go. If you observe, you did not read it well. Did you read it well? Because you didn't obey all the laws of English. So can we read it more properly? One, two, go. Did you see that? He said, let me be clear. The anointed one has set us free, not partially, but completely and wonderfully free. He said, we must always cherish this truth. Then he says, and stubbornly refuse to go back into the bondage of our past. Did you see that word stubbornly there? Stubbornly. Stubbornly refuse. Have you seen somebody is praying like he's fighting with himself? I refuse to be poor. You hear people talk like that sometimes, right? Some Christians. I refuse to walk in sin. No, I can't sin. You see, it's like he's fighting himself. You know, he's fighting with some thoughts that are coming into his mind. Satan is throwing wrong darts, wrong evil thoughts, wrong ideas. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? You're in a tough situation. Are you here? Are you here? You are in a tough situation in life, and the devil makes you feel as if whatever you had been believing is a lie. The Bible says at that point, what do? Stubbornly refuse to go back into the bondage of our past. Stubbornly refuse. You know, you've got to be stubborn at that point of your life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? What makes you a success is not dependent on anything that happens around you. It's the truth. Not any kind of circumstance. Alright? Remember Joseph in scripture. The Bible said he was in a prison. Before the prison, he was in a well. And the Bible said at the end of everything, God was with him. That is why he was successful. Did you see that? Now, he went through a lot, but he was successful. Because he was flying on the wings of the Spirit. He was not considering the situation. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So it doesn't matter what is happening now. You must fly on the wings of the Spirit. And listen carefully. Let me strike a balance. We are not Christians to make money. We didn't become Christians because we want to make money. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The goal of Christianity is not to become rich. That's not the goal of Christianity. Alright? This is one of the things Christianity will give you, but this is not the focal point of what? Christianity. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Now, truly, if you are with God, the Bible says godliness profits everything. It's profitable to everything. Meaning, godliness can profit you in your business. Godliness can profit you in your education. Godliness can profit you in your family. Do you get what I'm trying to say? There's going to be a difference between you and anybody that doesn't have the Holy Spirit. There's going to be a massive difference. I hope you get what I'm trying to explain to you. So, godliness is profitable to everything. Alright? Meaning, godliness can bring you riches, but godliness, the goal of godliness is not what? Riches. I hope you get what I'm trying to explain to you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? There must be a difference between somebody that have the Holy Spirit and somebody that does not have what? The Holy Spirit. We cannot be two scientists and I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. The other person is not filled with the Holy Spirit. And you think that person will be more successful than I am? Huh? It's not possible. You know what the Holy Spirit in us indicates? Huh? Some of you are getting distracted. When somebody is carrying baby, you are distracted. When fly move around you, you are distracted. Refuse to be distracted. Huh?
Yes, sir.
And I said, don't sit like you're in your palace. Sit on your at the edge of your seat. That's how a good student of the world sits. But people are like this. Then when the breeze blows, do not see Prophet Simon in the spirit, holding Bible. Do not remember anything they were taught because they were sleeping in the wings of the spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. There must be a difference between you and somebody. I'm seeing some people still sit here like, sit on your, remove your back from your abundance. Kungani, that's how you sit. We are soldiers of Christ, not bloody civilians. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Are you alive?
Yes, sir.
Alright, so I was talking about one filled with the Holy Spirit and another person not filled with what? The Holy Spirit. They can never be the same. Forget the noise. Listen, people of God, God would hold you. Alright, listen. Are you people here? God would hold you people accountable for your beliefs, not other people. Hallelujah to Jesus. It will hold you people accountable for your beliefs, not other people. In other words, it doesn't matter who preached the preaching. It's about you. Why did you believe what was preached? Are we together? So if somebody is out there saying something that is probably right or not, God will not hold him responsible for your beliefs. You must search the scripture to see if somebody is saying the right things or what? The wrong things. That is why your Holy Spirit is not in me and my Holy Spirit is not in you. We all have a separate Holy Spirit. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Now see the function of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2. We're going to come back here. But let's see 1 Corinthians. Maybe you just give me in this rendition, if it's possible. 1 Corinthians 2 from verse 9. 1 Corinthians 2 from verse 9. Now let's read. One to go. Next part of scripture. You see that? Next part of scripture. Loud. Want to go. Next part of scripture. So what is God's spirit? The spirit of God. The Holy Spirit. Read out loud. What to go? You see that? Meaning you can't have the Holy Spirit and have the same results with worldly people. I see it from scripture. The Bible says you enjoy all that grace has what? Lavished upon you. All. And let me just give you a little clue to understanding false preachers. Some people that are false preachers are not false because they had intention to be false from the beginning. They are false because they were probably hurt or offended. Let me give you a clue. Can I have two people? And Pastor Emmanuel, Pastor Peter. Imagine that Pastor Emmanuel got offended at some point with Pastor Peter. Alright? And Pastor Emmanuel preaches the gospel. And Pastor Peter preaches the gospel. And he got offended at Pastor Peter at a point in his life. Now, even though Pastor Peter was actually wrong, Pastor Emmanuel will misunderstood everything, almost everything Pastor Peter does, because Pastor Peter had offended him before. And now he doesn't like Pastor Peter like before. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. So even though this is blue. Is this blue? Dark blue. Because of the offense, now Pastor Emmanuel will say blue is wrongly described in the scripture. He will find a way now to explain that this blue is black. Just because Pastor Peter is the one saying this blue is what? Blue. So even though Pastor Peter offended Pastor Emmanuel, Pastor Peter is still what? Right. He may be wrong at some things he does, but as something he does again, he is what? Actually, right. But because he's now this man's enemy, everything this man is doing now to Pastor Emmanuel is what? Wrong. He's finding a way to see that everything he does is not right. That's the danger of offense. You always find fault when you're offended. You'll never see good in people when you're offended. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. So even if the people are doing the right things, because of your offense, you call the right things the wrong things. That's the danger of offense. There are some people seated here that you have parents that a particular tribe can never be good before those parents. If you tell them, Mommy, evil people are nice, she'll say, God forbid. I mean, she's almost leaving the edge. She's 70, 79, blah, blah, blah. And yet she has that same perspective about evil people because one person what? Offended her. Not two people. How many persons? One. So, no evil man can come and behave right that she will not suspect. It's probably time to dash her money. She'll say, he's dashing me money because you will now go and consult his gods. In fact, there's one story about one evil man that gave somebody money and the person changed to yam. So don't collect that money, you go and pray. You see, she's now interpreting everything based on what? Offense. So don't allow people's problem, even as preachers, get you into the wrong experiences in this world. I mean, we are ashamed as pastors seeing what is happening, that people, pastors are rising against themselves and are speaking ill about each other. But the dangerous thing about what they are doing is that they will not be so much affected than you be affected. Because if they allow their emotion go get into them, you know, it's a shame. You need to hear what is happening. You people are seeing it. It's on social media. And it's more like a shame. This one says his own. This one says, in fact, insults are going out there. And if they start saying everything from offense, they may be actually wrong. And you, because you are just the listener, will now take anything they say, use it, and you'll be the one to get the trouble if they were wrong. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Not them. And that is why you have the Holy Spirit. That even if they are getting offended and saying everything, know what is right and stay with it. Know what is wrong and don't what? Stay with it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. If they speak about a particular thing, don't just follow it. Go and check the scripture. understand why. You know, God did not put the Bible for just pastors to understand. Hope you know that. The Bible is supposed to be understood by what? Everybody. He said, if you have the Holy Spirit, what will happen? For we did not receive the spirit of this world system, but the spirit of what? Why? So that we might come to understand and experience all. He didn't say some. All that grace has what? Lavished upon us. Are you seeing that? So God is saying that if you have the Holy Spirit, you have the potency to understand everything that He has given you in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit is that potency. But if you look at the word there, might, it shows us that there's a probability that you have the Holy Spirit and still not know. Because there are a lot of people not using their Holy Spirit. It's the truth. It's the truth. When you don't pray often, you are not using the Holy Spirit in you. See what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1 from 13. Let's see it very fast. In this same rendition. Let's read together. All, and because of him, when you are not Jews, when you who are not Jews heard the revelation of truth, you believe in the wonderful news of what? Now we have been stamped with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This rendition is beautiful. It said you have been what? Stamped with the seal. Meaning the Holy Spirit in us is God's stamp upon us. You are seeing that, isn't it? Next part of scripture. He said, you have been stamped with the Holy Spirit. He is given to us like an engagement ring is given to a what? A bride. You see that? Because you see, when you give somebody an engagement ring, it doesn't mean that the person is going to be married to you. You're actually telling the world that I've chosen this person. Listen carefully. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So, the day I put engagement ring on this woman, everybody knew that Pastor Simon has made his choice. But if I probably didn't marry her, nobody would kill me. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So it's more like she bears. Some people are laughing. Okay, if I didn't marry you, you would not come to church again. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You know, someone told me one time that if I don't marry Mama T, this church will scatter. Imagine me that I started this church alone. She came and met me in this church. And I'm told that I like her in this church. And you people are my members in this church. Because of woman now, church will what? Scatter. It's your wife that said it. I told her, I said, if for instance I didn't marry Mama T, she will give me another wife here. She said, it will not work. I said, you don't know this man. This man, I know him more than you. It's not Pastor Emma again. He will just go and carry another wife and give me. I would have probably married from the choir. Now, do you all understand what I'm trying to say? That the engagement ring is the potency that she's my wife. I want to get married to her. Alright? And everybody that has his eyes on her should what? Remove the eye. You know, the Bible says it is better to enter the heavens with one eye, with no eye than two. Because we would have removed your eye. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So you see, my engagement ring is the possibility, is the potency, is my signet and my stamp that I want to get her married to. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But it is a probability anyways. That is how it is with the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit in you, but you may still be suffering. He has engaged you, but you have not accepted to be married to. You've been engaged to, for instance, and you have bad character. You don't know you can be engaged to and they will not marry you. They engaged you, then the next day they took you out. You started eating anyhow in the place. And started ordering for everybody. We didn't know all this why. So we got you engaged. Then on that engagement night, you brought your friends. You didn't know that we spent almost 150,000 and we're left with just 10K. Then you ordered like 15K. We had to now message a friend. You know what they could say? Call a friend, lifeline. Please, can you just send me some money? I'm in trouble. I'll sort you up tomorrow morning. And you are looking at this woman that you want to get married to. Carry, you go pay, carry. And he says in his heart, if I marry this woman, may I die. So you see, you now become Lord of the Ring. Now, you don't want to be there, isn't it? That's how some Christians are. They've received the ring of the Holy Spirit, engagement ring of the Holy Spirit, for a long time. No marriage. Why? Bad character. Bad character. They don't come to church. You know, they think they have a will. You receive the Holy Spirit, you want to do what is in your mind. Nobody can control me. Bad character. You choose when to come to church. You know, one time I told one person in church, I said, see how I'm pushing you. You think you are that important? I said, logically to me, I don't see the reason why I'm wasting my time coming to your place. That's the advice I gave, that the person became serious. Very serious. I said, imagine that I'm not your pastor. What will bring me to your house? I said, the only thing that joined me and you is that God called me to pastor you. If not, I would have left you to perish. But God told me that I'm responsible for your life. That's why I'm coming here. I said, did you buy my fuel? Did you do this? Did you do that? But I'm here early in the morning, like I don't have work to do. Coming to so, are you a child? Hallelujah to Jesus. You have the Holy Spirit. You want to do everything in your mind. Anything in your mind. They say everybody should bring two souls. On Saturday night, you are chewing chewing gum, watching movie. Didn't message anybody on Sunday, you now come to church late. Kai! You may go to hell. You know, there are little things Christians do that they think is not big in the spirit. They make a lot of sounds in the spirit. Some of the little things you do. You know, some people think the greatest sin is that they committed fornication. No. That's a big sin too. Alright? And listen, there's no one big and small sin. All sin is sin. God doesn't want you in any kind of sin. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because some of you believe there's original sin. And see, every sin is original. Are you all listening to me? It's from the nature of Adam. So it's original. Lie is as powerful as fornication. Are you listening to me? You know, some people think lie is not a sin. They've forgotten. Lie is a sin. Fornication is a sin. All sin, not sin. Are you listening to me? There's no mild sin and serious sin. You know, some people said, but the Bible speaks about the sin against your body. It doesn't mean that sin against your body is not a sin against God first. They're just telling you that when you sin that kind of sin, it can damage your body. But it's still sin against what? God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Do you people understand what I'm trying to say? Huh? For instance, when you do some kind of sin, there are immediate remedies that destroy your system. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Let's take for instance smoking. Smoking is wrong, it's a sin. But when you smoke, who are you destroying first? Your human body. Isn't it? It is not God you're affecting first, it is yourself you're affecting first. So it's kind of destroying your body already. Taking alcohol destroys your system too. You know, somebody told me one time, I said, there's almost alcohol in everything we eat. I said, what is the reason for alcohol in almost everything we eat? Alcohol in some things are for what? You, the alcohol you are taking is for what? Is it to preserve your human body? Your own is destroying you. You said there's almost alcohol in everything we take. Why, when you take it, what happens? It is almost ignorable. The alcohol is like 0.0005, 0.001. It has no effect on your human body. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But this one now, you saw alcohol. You bought alcohol, you drank it, and you are preserving your life. And suddenly your eye is dizzy. And you now make bad decisions. It's from the devil. He has come to what? Steal and what? And what? Anything that steals from you is from? When people wake up with another woman by the side of their wife, by the side of their bed, and see how ugly the woman is. They'll say, Jesus, well, which kind of human did I carry today? They will not look, oh, I was drunk. You see, alcohol. And they now went and carried somebody that is very ugly. Any woman that sleeps with somebody's husband is like a baboon. She's very ugly. Do you understand? People are not answering me. Yes, she's ugly. Is she not ugly? If you are beautiful and have self-worth, you will not sleep with another person's husband. Isn't it? When they stand up, they say, how on earth did I... We watch it in Nollywood, isn't it? Jesus! They don't say, hey, I drank alcohol. You see? See how the devil stole from them. Imagine now. They now drink that alcohol, misbehave, and after laying with that woman, they now have HIV and AIDS. You know, I watched one movie, they say Prophet Suddenly. I watched the part one. So I saw the trailer for the part two. The reason I didn't finish the movie is because it is a direct attack on our office. And as prophet, we are not so excited because we feel you didn't really expatiate on the prophetic ministry. You only condemned it. You condemned forensic prophecy, but you didn't applaud it. So we wanted you to condemn fake prophecies and applaud real prophecies. So if we had something in the movie that showed us a true prophet saying, I see, we would have believed the movie more. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? So we feel like for you to condemn prophecy entirely, you are talking down the prophetic office. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? That's why as prophets, some of us have problem with it, even though we're aware there are fake prophets. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? We are very aware and we don't support them. Right? And where was I? Speak out now. All right. And in a part of the movie, the man I was watching with my wife, and remember that part, the man was contemplating having an affair outside. How many of you have watched the movie? It was his first time. Can you remember? And at the first time, he carried a witch. First time in his life. Everybody was carrying women. Him, the first time he did, it was a witch he carried. You know, that's why you don't joke with your life. Some of you have casted demons who destroy altars in villages. Then you now say you want to become a sinner. Do revenge. You don't know what you have caused. Some of us, if you know the things we have done against Satan, the kind of plot they have against us is very big. The day we now say, Satan, we want to delve into this your part, he will not just allow us to delve into it, he will put stones, walls of destruction, so that when we delve into it, we will know what? Come back. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Everybody, normal people in the world were just carrying women. Nothing was happening to them. Pastor, the day he carried, what happened? Witch. You see how Satan is very strategic? He's witch. They forced the man to become a false prophet by according to the movie. She now gave him a power to what? To see. And some of us are, you know why prophets are very angry? You've seen prophet condemning the movie. Because what they did, they are trying to show in that movie, is that they did not applaud. Now, most people that watch that movie now will now see me say, hey, stand up. I see you are five in your family, and there are two boys, three girls. Am I right? And the lady say, yes, you are right. They will not remember Mia Kuku Eshe. That's the first thing they will remember. Say, hey, it's the same thing we saw in that movie. So we don't have a problem with fake prophet, but applaud the real prophetic office. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Are you all here? According to the movie, the first time the man tried it, bam! He carried a witch. Destroyed his home. Destroyed everything he had. See how his life was messed up. So that's how terrible sin can be. Everybody is sinning, no problem. The day you sin your sin, Jesus Christ, the world is not against you. Everybody sin, no problem. So imagine that very terrible imagination I brought forth. That the day you now decided to become a fornicator, you now caught HIV and AIDS. You will now have to start preparing your grave. If you will not have a lot of faith. Because God can still help you. If you repent. You know what it means to repent? To tell yourself that I've made a mistake. It is wrong. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And truly come back to God. He will forgive you. You receive forgiveness. And flow. Keep on living your life. But most times it is difficult for a lot of people to what? Repent. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Most people, they just resolve in their heart that that's the best of them. And they never turn back to God. Are you all here? Very important. So, please sit down. Like I said, don't become a victim of the problem preachers are having. Do not. We are not excited, some of us as preachers. We don't like it. But there is nothing we can do about it because these men are the orgasm at the top. Huh? You've heard that funny this thing before. The orgasm at the top. They are the orgasm at the forefront of Christianity in Nigeria. So as they are talking, some of us have a small space we're occupying yet, you know, before we manifest, you know, everywhere. We will not go and carry microphone and start shouting, hey, I'm the referee. We are not. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So we have to teach you people in this space. If I slap this boy, amen. We have to teach that we got to learn it, and we're trusting God to build and the rest. And we must have children church very, very fast. Children church on Tuesdays, children church on Sundays, children church anytime we gather. Please, children church. Just pack them, lock the place, put padlock, put chain on it. Just leave the premises. Just leave them inside. Put bed and, you know, just leave them there to be jumping. Hallelujah to Jesus. And now we have to push in building. We've gotten the land and we have to push in building. Amen. Yes, God has been faithful. We got it. We had a little problem, but it was not a problem at all. And we resolved it immediately. Thank God we were not cheated. You know, we thought we lost the land, but it was not. Amen. And it's just perfect for what we want to do. Are we together? And it's not far. It's very nigh. You will know the location from Sunday. This Sunday is Vision Sunday. We'll explain everything we're supposed to do. Are we together? So we're making progress. Elam is the one that said that thing. As he made noise, and I remember that children have to go to their church. Are we together? All right, so where was I? Huh? All right. I was talking about the function of the Holy Spirit. So let's continue from there. Isn't it? As the first installment of what's coming, he is our hope, promise of a future inheritance which seals us until we have all of redemption's promises and experience complete freedom, all for the supreme glory and honor. I know this English is powerful, but listen to the explanation. Are we together? What it means is that when you are engaged, you wait for what? Marriage. So as you commit with the Holy Spirit, commune with the Holy Spirit, stay with the Holy Spirit daily, He's fixing you. He's making sure. Let's see it in the NKJV translation. Just read it directly. Who is the guarantee of what? Until what? You see? He is the guarantee of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession. So Jesus has given us everything, but he gave us the Holy Spirit because remember what the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 2, that the Holy Spirit in us will cause us to know all that grace has provided for us and experience it. So having the Holy Spirit is having the potency, having what it takes to know all that grace has provided for you and what? Experience it. In other words, if you don't have a walk with the Holy Spirit, even if you claim to understand grace, you will never enjoy everything that grace has provided. Do you people get what I just said? Very important. That is why you must. You know, there are some people that claim they are new creation realities people, which is supposed to be that. I mean, this reality is supposed to be for everybody. Everybody is supposed to believe the new creation message. Alright? But you see, some of them think that because prayers had existed beforehand, alright? before the teaching of new creation, then they think prayer is Old Testament. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Because you know, prayer had existed beforehand, before the teaching of Christ. Prayer had been a mechanism a long time ago. You know, prayer is not just it's not a practice in the Old Testament. It's a mechanism for the manifestation of God's word. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So prayer has always been a common denominator for manifestation through the Old Testament to the New Testament. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? It has always been a what? Common denominator. What I mean is that throughout the Old Testament to the New Testament, what makes things to happen in the physical is what? Prayer. Do you all understand what I'm trying to say? It's not an Old Testament thing. It's a mechanism in God for manifestation. The only difference between the Old Testament prayer and the New Testament prayer is the algorithm, the process of praying based on the database in the New. This is what I mean. How we pray in the Old Testament is not the way we pray in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, we pray based on the information of God that we had, which was limited. I hope you understand that before Jesus came, nobody knew God. Let me say it again. Before Jesus came, nobody completely knew God. They may know him in part, but not in full. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But in the New Testament, we have received the blessing to know God. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 6:3-6, it said, if we know him, we will not continue in our sin. Meaning God is saying that in the New Testament, because of the Holy Spirit in you, you have what it takes to know God. Remember, the Holy Spirit searches the mind of God. He teaches us the mind of Christ. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You see, the reason you may doubt what I'm saying is because of you are more conscious of your humanity. You are more conscious of your humanity than you are more conscious that of your place in Christ Jesus. If you have stayed too much in the world and the things of the world have taken over your mind, when we say things like this, you fight it in your heart. You are beyond just a mere human being. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You are born of the Spirit. Say, I'm born of the Spirit. Say, I'm born of God. You are born of the Spirit. Beyond a first class student, there's somebody that you are. Bigger than a first class student. Hope you know that. If you stop at just being a first class student, you'll be limited in life. There's an information you must understand that is bigger than the database that you ever knew that qualified you as a first class student. It is a knowledge of God. No eye has seen, the Bible said. No ear has heard. It said, nor has it entered into what? The heart of men. What the Lord has prepared for them that what? Love him. Are you all listening to me? Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Life is spiritual. There, Jesus. We're coming to church today. We had to branch. That's why we came late. I had to go and greet somebody, a pastor, that lost his daughter. And I was not excited at all. When I got the news, I felt so bad. I almost had that feeling emotional. So much emotional while driving. And he said he was carrying her in an ambulance, a casket, to the house for the wake keep. And the next day, tomorrow, they are traveling to the village for burial. And I was calling him for something else. I didn't know something like that had happened. I had to just suspend everything I wanted to tell him. And told him I was coming to see him. So I went to take my bag with my wife. And we branched there just to pay our condolences. And we left for church. While we're coming, I was just thinking. I said, this is not a nice experience. I saw the man looking strong, yet he wanted to cry. He looked like he wanted to cry. And of course, I didn't want to speak words that would make him cry. I just spoke lightly and joked a little bit. I left. He was so emotional. Are you listening to me? So emotional. And I said to myself, this is not how life should be. This is not how life should be. Nobody wants to bury his child. And he told me it was a sickness, heart something, blah, 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 that trended for a while. And here's it. And I said, no, life is more spiritual than it is physical. Listen, let me show you something. I sincerely, I'm not trying to mock anybody. There's this man that acted this movie, the main actor, called Black Panther. How many of you have watched that movie? Wonderful man. I mean, he speaks so well. In fact, he's the reason we love that movie, isn't it? His character is so phenomenal. So my brother came to the house and I saw him watching the movie. And after I said, you don't watch movies, you are just watching movies, you don't know what you are doing. I don't know how he started looking at the movie and I just calmed down. And when the movie finished, he wanted to play. I said, stop that! You cannot be doing this. But the movie touched me. And I had to make some research. And I had heard before even that time that there was a man that acted Black Panther that is dead. And I even heard the speech. He made a speech in a graduation ceremony about life and the rest. I made it seem as if God can just come into the world and just pluck somebody out of the world. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And that you should enjoy every moment and make a lot of impact. You know, it is true that it is not the number of years you stay upon the face of the earth that really determine your impact. It is true. You may be 40 and make a lot of impact than somebody that is 80. I hope you get what I'm trying to explain to you. But it doesn't mean that God wants you to leave the world at 40. Listen, people of God, there are a lot of people in heaven. Very plenty. There's Elijah, there's Elisha, there's Papa Abraham, there's Bensi Dahusa, there's Papa. I mean, what are we going to do there at age 40, 14, 10, 12? What are you going to do? You want to join the cloud of witnesses at age 12? Age 30, age 40? We will not call you the great cloud of witnesses? Listen, it's not God's will. And if you are more of a scientist than you are spiritual, you will think it's normal. You quote things that have no basis. I mean, that have a basis from nowhere. Things like, God give it and God take it. You quote things like that. You know, I've never liked this statement. Who are we to question God? They always say that statement when something terrible happened. You know, I don't like the statement. Because that question simply implies that God did it. So yet it's like, who are we to question him? My brother just died. Who am I to question him? And one uncle is looking and doing his head like this. He killed the brother. See, people of God, hear me. I know what I'm teaching you, like I know my name. That we're grace errors, new creation realities people, does not mean we don't understand the supernatural really exists. We don't understand things, how things happen in the supernatural. Anybody that have a spiritual head over you is above you. If you like, have a master degree in what's the best course you can ever imagine. Mention the best course in your life. Have a first degree there. Have a master. Have a PhD there. If anybody have a spiritual edge over you, if a woman in the village can call your name and you appear in a bucket of water, she's bigger than you. Hear the word supernatural. Super means above the natural. People have gone to school. Certain people sat in their houses, called their names. They appeared in a dirty, broken, scattered bucket. And they carried a knife, took them. Listen, let me even hit this. You may be the person that created bucket, but they may kill you in calabash if you don't know God. I want you to understand what I'm saying. You know, some people joke with their life, and I'm amazed. You're not spiritual. You are following women up and down. You know, one time I was watching something on Facebook, and a lady, she said she's a gala. She said her boyfriend left her, that she left him because she doesn't want problem. That is 15 naira she used to kill him. I said, Jesus Christ. Now, it seems like she's joking. Many, if that lady means it, and the guy was probably in a club when she was in the Baba house. He's vibing. Then go feel it. And she just calls his name on the strength of 50 naira. He goes. With the 50 million in his account, he's gone. And sometimes I see people, when you hear people talk down, I feel the anointing. When you hear people talk down church, some of these big people, you support them. And this one is talking down. You don't know these people. They are some of them are Babalawo in disguise, wearing suits. You think Babalawos don't wear suits? Is this local Babalawos that are broke that don't wear suit? There are some Babalawos with iPhone 15. I'm not trying to praise the devil. I'm trying to make you understand that you've got to be serious with your life. Are you listening to me? You got to. I'm not saying Satan should inspire you to love God so much. I'm trying to make you understand that delve into these things in Christ Jesus. One of the privileges of delving into all of these possibilities in Christ Jesus is that Satan cannot even come nigh. He can't come close. Paul said, the things I leave with you is this, the grace of God. How did he say it? In Romans, the love of God, the grace of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. He said, abide with you now and forever. Love, grace, fellowship with the Spirit. Very important. Some people, they don't stop in head knowledge. The Bible said, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Oh, glory to God. Kabaye. They now go back home and snore throughout the night. Oh my goodness, you are joking. It's everything God created in this world. There's a reason for it. Have you seen ruminant animals before? Of course, goats. That's what I'm talking about. You see how, you know, they call chew the cord. How many stomachs do they have? Four. Number one. God forbid, bad things. Say it. Number one is what? Number two. Number three, you don't know it. What did you study? What did you study? Anatomy. What is anatomy? Animal body, right? You say anatomy is the study of human body, not animal body. You people didn't call us higher animals. Who can remember? All right, Paul. Who knows it? My brother, come close. Come. I'm a BSU student. BSC biology. See them. The first one is up. Bring Mike for Usabi book. You see, today he's speaking on a, on this. Stand, go and stand in front of that place. Give him Mike. Why are these people? You stay and talk, yeah? Okay, you're a head boy. Okay, you're a head boy. No wonder you're a head boy. I now know. You know book. The first one is what?
Roman.
Are you people writing it down? Look at them. The second one is what?
Reticulum.
Reticulum. Are you writing? He's preaching right. The third one?
Omasum.
Are you writing? Pride. The fourth word?
Abomasum.
What?
Abomasum.
That's what Agatha called abdomen. Yes. Call it again later. It's for her.
Abomasum.
Abomasum. Did you learn from him? Thank you. You can sit down, Pastor. Amen. Okay, let's move now. Come. Bring the mic. Say what he said. Give him. Collect it. I think I said we should write. Collect it and say it. The first one is what?
So I said rumen.
That's the first one I said, ba. The second one, what did he say?
Said reticulum.
The third one?
Umazum.
You are doing like your mouth is spinning. What? Agbo. The fourth one. You didn't get it. You got the fourth one. What is the fourth one? Okay, Agbomazon. The third one is what? The third one too is Agbomazon.
Oh, Muslim. You can go and sit down. You too, you remember number.
Forget that. I'm just so shocked that some of us didn't know that. If I went, I say, what did I call the animals again? I said, do you know? Everybody just kept quiet. And when they, you know, they call chew the cord, my brother. Let's communicate. You know, we know what we mean by chew the cord, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come, I'm gonna explain it. Sit down. You see how some people lie in church? You know when they say yes, sir. I say come. He says no. He's responding to the word. It's not better. Say hey, preach. That know what they are preaching of. Hallelujah to Jesus. Chew the cord. You see, have you seen goats before? Almost 5 hours. You see, what kind of food are these guys eating? Though it will then in the night when everybody is sleeping. You just want to check whether your goat is in the house. You now see his eyes shining. You know what is he doing? That first time, he's trying to gather every food he will need. And that first time, whatever he's eating will not work for him. But when he comes back, he removes them and eats them, what? Properly. That's how it's supposed to be for Christians. There's a scripture that says, once have I spoken the word. He said, twice have I heard it. Meaning when you hear in church, you go back to your secret place. And what? Hear again. You begin to draw from whatever you've learned in your jotter. You're looking at it. This is fellowship with the Holy Spirit. It's not about just sitting here in church and shouting, I hear you. That is why when life hits some people, you will see that they don't have anything inside of them. Nothing is inside of them. That's why some of us as Christians, when we leave church, when somebody says, you are very stupid, we say, God will punish you too. You see, there's nothing. Just a clanging cymbal. The slightest, you know, how do you know people that are not grown? Some of them, when they just go for NYC service, they have changed. You see your member that you know, NYC service, where we go for, they are not picking calls again. They are not doing Bible study. One boy has tossed them. Some of them boys, girls have what? Tossed them. Then I'm confused. Why? Never had the word of God in them. They were just mental assenters, excited when the word of God comes. Don't go back home and hear it again and meditate. Listen, the Bible did not say you will grow because you heard the word of God in church. Let's see Psalms 2. Psalms 1. We'll read from verse 1. Can I have it in the TPT rendition? TPT. What delight comes to those who follow God's ways? They won't walk in step with the wicked, nor share the sinner's way, nor be found sitting in the word, corner seat. You know, why I like this rendition for this part of scripture is because of how it puts it. The other rendition says, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel. He said, what delight comes to those who follow God's ways? They will not walk. Meaning if you stay with the word, you will know what? You will not walk in step with the wicked. Nor share in what? The sinner's way. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The reason why you are agreeing on Facebook with everything is because you are not staying with the word of God. So anything they say, you agree. You are tossed to and fro by deceitful ideologies. Anybody can come and tell you anything and you believe. Not too much. I remember this wonderful lady. And I like the fact that she came to my office and wanted to inquire some things that happened in church. And while she was speaking, the Holy Ghost said she's listening to somebody. But I was very excited because I love people to ask me questions. I don't like to fight physically. I like to fight with knowledge. So I said, come. And I sat down and gave her like 2 hours. She was asking questions. Very sincere young lady. And at the point, I smiled. I said, you are listening to someone. She just got stuck. I said, but no problem. I don't want to know who you are listening to. Continue your question. I mean, there were a lot of questions. A lot of questions. Down to spiritual father, bleep. I was just answering. The ones I didn't want to answer, I smiled. But the one I want to answer, I will answer. And I said, you are listening to the wrong people. And I said, this is how I'll leave it today. I said, walk with the Holy Spirit. Stay with the Holy Spirit. Listen, I know the Holy Spirit. You can't convince everybody in this town, in this world, that I'm false. Or that I have a problem. You can't. You are not bigger than the Holy Spirit. He's a convictor of men. When you are done talking, he will talk. So I said, to save your life, learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. It's called the Spirit of Truth. He doesn't take sides with nobody. When you are done talking, he will tell the person the truth. It may not be today, but very soon the person will know. That's why I don't burn my bridges. Even when people don't like me, I don't burn the bridge. Because I know one day they will come back when they realize the truth. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Look at how many years ago Jesus died for us. See when some of us are realizing it. He was that patient. He didn't burn the bridge and say, you didn't believe me after 1,000, you are gone forever. No! There's a song we always sing, you waited, you waited. Where will I be if you left me, Lord? You waited. Are you listening to me? And that's why the Bible says God is long-suffering, that nobody perishes, but that all what comes to repentance. So what delight comes to those who follow God's ways? They won't walk in step with the wicked, nor share in the sinner's way, nor be found sitting in the scorner's seat. They are no mockers. They are not laughing at people. You know, one time I was training a young man in Kaduna, and one day I was passing and I saw him mocking. They were laughing at people. The people who passed were laughing. They are young boys growing in the faith. And I said to him, don't sit there again. He didn't know it's from scripture. I'm giving him an instruction. You know, some of you want to give instruction, you want to know why. Why would we give you that instruction? We are fathers. We can't sit you down and be telling you why we are giving you every instruction. You must understand that this is coming from banks of wisdom. So I said, don't sit there again, else you will not last in this faith. So I left Kaduna, I came to school. And after a while, he still went back there. You know, he said, the person is my best friend, blah, 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 blah. Listen, the Bible did not say, do not sit in the... He said, they won't walk in step with the wicked. Then I'm putting bracket. The Bible did not put bracket there and say, except best friends. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Did you say, except best friends there? Not share in the sinner's way, except best friend? Nor be found sitting in the scorner's seat, except best friend. If any of your best friend is a wicked, a scorner, a sinner, they should repent or you run. What did I say? They should repent or you what? Anybody you cannot change as a child of God will change you. If you have been in a room with somebody for 1 year and that person is not convinced about your faith, change that roommate. Else you'll be changed. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You know, one time I was talking with somebody and I said to him, I trust God so much not to believe in his wisdom. He's the wisest. Even if I don't understand why he's the wisest, I just know he's the wisest. If God say wrong company corrupt good manners, I don't need to say, but my friends say things, but I don't join them. You hear people talk like that. They say those things, but I don't join them. Listen, brother, you don't just know, you have joined them. A time will come, you start talking the same thing they are talking. David in scripture, King Saul, remember King Saul in scripture? He came amidst prophet prophesying. They didn't teach him the protocols to prophesying. He immediately started prophesying. A wicked king started prophesying. Immediately he came amidst prophets. Isaiah prophesying. Because of the company around him. The truth is that if you come to this church and stay for a while, you will be prophetic by nature. The company of people around you. You will know God's word by nature. Why? The company of people around you. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. It's the truth. It's not a lie. So I told him, I said, if you listen to the wrong things from them and say, I'm not part of it. One day, the person they are talking against will hurt you. And when the person they are talking against hurts you, you will not remember everything they've said. This is what the scripture meant when he said, the words of the wicked wait in search for blood. This is what the Bible means. Immediately they hurt you, you now remember, oh, they even told me. Have you heard friends talk like that? I even heard before that you are a thief. I just realized it. Now, they never considered it until now that offense have what? Entered. That blood of offense. Then the devil finds expression. Are you listening to me? So it's not about best friends. It's about considering what God considers about you. God has your interest at heart. Are you listening to me? He wants the best for your life and destiny. If you have people you call best friend and they are misbehaving, cut them out. I always ask people, why are they even your best friend? Why do we call people best friends? It's not bad to have a best friend, but check the parameters for calling somebody your best friend. It was situationship. It's not because you people were born to think alike. You came to BSU, you were tired, she was tired. Two of you, Esther and Flora, and as people are walking, you now aided her when she fell and started talking. Then you now say, have you gotten a roommate? Say, no. Okay, let's rent together. Finish, you are in a house. First year, second year, third year. You now start calling yourself blood. Not related by nothing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The situation causes you to be best friend, not because you were born. And before you came to that school, you had a best friend in secondary school. Remember, some of you have secondary best friend. You now have what? University best friend. If you go for NYC camp, you have NYC camp best friend. Say, Choma, you're not calling me again. I wish you were with your new friend. And you do not be talking bad things. You have friends that's only boys. Boys. Bad things. And you just be like, it no good though, my sister. It no good. No, they talk like this. You be Christian, no? Look at you preaching. You are preaching, but the day they don't talk about it, you are wondering what happened. Because you can't live there. You sit hearing the gist, but you not partake. Except the Bible says I should not talk. I didn't talk. I'm just reading my book and they are gisting. And when you don't understand, you say he can't do anything. Oh, now wow. Even if given 1,000, 10,000, say leave that seat, you will not leave. You won't hear everything. You are decaying little by little. You know, and I always tell people, who told you that a lady is designed to be amiable? It's a wrong school of thought. So women, when somebody is talking, a man is talking too much, and I say, are you a woman? It's bad. Women were not designed to talk too much. It's just a wrong discovery on the earth, and every woman is following the trend. You heard that women talk too much. You now expected yourself to talk too much. That's why you are talking too much. Do you understand what I just said? You heard that women are supposed to what? And you now expected yourself to talk too much. That is why now you are talking what? Too much. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain? Very important. Glory to God forevermore. So I don't like it when I hear men always make women feel like they are destined to be weak in that aspect of life. It's not true. I hate that. I hate that spirit. In fact, there are sometimes I look at you, I want to give you a gist, and I see that you are too interested. I say, no, I will not tell you again. I hate that spirit. I'm a boy. I told you about my sisters that time. How my mother would withdraw gist from her, and she would almost start crying. It means she would come back from command. And I say, come. Wait till I go for block today. The little girl would just call. And mama, this way, my mother would just say, Agwazi, come here! Oh, she will now follow the lady to the kitchen. My mother will say, leave here, Mebo. She will almost start crying. I was like, what is so into talk? Are you listening to me? Very important. You are not designed that way. As a woman think, did the Bible said the way women think are supposed to be different? Is supposed to be different from the way men think? Did the Bible ever say that? Are we not all supposed to think like God? Were we not all created in God's image and likeness? Yes, true. So I'm a woman. You know, one time, many years ago, I used to be a very wonderful person. I can reply in a very sarcastic way. Very troublesome, but quiet. I was talking to the lady, and she said, I asked her, what kind of man do you want to marry? She said, kind, cheerful. Look at the words, kind, cheerful, tall. Before she called tall and God fearing, she had called what? Kind. Kindness is the same thing as cheerfulness, if you understand what women mean by that. Kind, cheerful, giver, tall, God fearing. See the three things she called: kind, cheerful, giver, tall, and of course, let him be quite rich. So
said, okay. She now asked him, what kind of a woman do you want to marry? I said, rich. She said, what did you say? I said, yes, rich, God-fearing. I said, I don't understand. I said, you don't understand what? So why would the woman be rich? I said, why would she not be rich? Why would you want the man to be rich and not want the woman to be rich? No, the man is supposed to be a provider. I said, what of the woman? A consumer? So, you know, you people don't know that you will kill some people's children before it's time for them. You want to marry a man, you don't have anything. So when the man marry you, he will provide in the kitchen, provide fuel for car, provide NEPA bill, provide... That guy will die. He almost die. Turn to a woman close to you. Say, what can you bring to the table? So a lot of times when you are asking a man, are you ready for marriage? Ask yourself too, if you mean finances, ask yourself too. Except you want to become this kind of women, they will just useless in the house. Are you getting blessed? So I told her, rich. And when I said rich, one of the last things I called was God-fearing. Me too, because of her. Not because that's what I wanted. I saw her reaction. She was so disappointed. And I didn't care. And I thank God. You know the Bible said, and Stephen rejoiced that they were ashamed for the gospel. That's how I rejoiced that she was ashamed of me. God forbid, Martin. You said kind, cheerful, rich, charitable, giver. You now say tall, God-fearing. Then you now ask me, I now say, virtuous. No, it's virtue. Hallelujah. Some of us, if it's kind of us in this world that feel everywhere, most of you will be single. Next part of scripture. It's true, no, no, no. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. If you are my age mates, I may choose in the next 5 years not to marry, but you can choose. And if I now deceive all the men around us that they should not marry in 5 years, you will cry and write a petition. So women, know how to pick God's best for your life. Are you listening? It's true. Descend. Have the eyes of the spirit. You may see the slim or chest neck now. See it in the spirit. It's fat. If you see it in the spirit, it has body. Their pleasure and passion is remaining true to the word of I am. Meditating day and night in this true revelation of light. Isn't it? Next part of scripture. It then says, they will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of their lives. They are never dry. Hey! You see that? Never dry. We can reciprocate that for never broke. They didn't shout now. It's like, I'm broke. I can never be broke in my life. This is where we got it from. Say, Pastor, I have to be real with you. I'm broke. Mm-mm. You don't know God's word. Don't accept the situation by affirming it with your words. We are subjected to the words we say. Hope you know that according to scripture. We end up in what we say. We believe and so we speak. Meaning whatever you say something, you are affirming your beliefs. The root word for confession is homologio. Homo means the same. Your heart should be saying exactly what your mouth. Your mouth should be saying exactly what your heart believes. So we assume that anytime you are saying something, it is because of what your heart is filled with. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you see somebody always saying, I'm broke, that's what his heart is filled with. He's broke. But somebody that knows he can't be broke, somebody that understands he's a righteous, he will always say there's a mighty supply. He's seen by the eyes of the Spirit. He's living life with the wings of the Spirit. Just like Joseph, it doesn't matter if I'm in the prison, the Lord is with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall never want. You know, when I was reading that scripture, what amazed me more was that after David said, the Lord is my shepherd, he still said something. He said, even if I walk in the valley, I'm surprised. That means the Lord can be your shepherd, and here you are walking in the valley of the shadow of death. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? He said, but I fear no evil. For thou, meaning God, is still my shepherd in that situation. He said, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The scepter of authority is my comfort. What is the rod and the staff in the New Testament? The name of Jesus. Sunar Yesu Gadunad. Sunar Yesu Taimako. Sunar Yesu Nasaranad. Sunar Yesu Mesar. The name of the Lord is our scepter of authority in the new. So the Lord can be leading us, and here we are in a tough situation. Yet we still have faith. God is with me. The Bible says, and Joseph was successful. Why? Because the Lord was with him. Went through a hole, came out, they sold him, sold a human being for how many shekels of silver? Took him to another town, put him, he was managing as a slave. Boy. The woman came, she wanted the guy, he's so fine. He said, no, I'm not going to have a sugar mommy. They threw him in the prison. He didn't cry and say, God, why me? Why me? Neither did he say, open your book of remembrance. God has not forgotten. He's too faithful to forget. Some songs we even sing as if God has forgotten. God doesn't have mental problem. And suddenly, here's the guy, the second, in fact, the king said that, I am resting. Joseph is in charge. Whatever he says anywhere in this land, I have said it. My God, another man from another nation ruling another nation. Because God was with him. Are you people here tonight? What you hear really matters. You see, as you are hearing this thing, faith is rising. If you go and hear another thing, faith will die. Faith cometh by hearing. Fear cometh by hearing. Very important. The Lord is my shepherd. He said, they will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design. Deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss. Oh my God. Deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss. Deeply, not just shallowly. Deeply, it's a bearing fruit in every season of their lives. Not some season, every season. Now, you remember the part of scripture we read first? It said we stubbornly stay with God's word. I must bear fruit in this season. Now, this is how you pray. I refuse not to bear fruit. You don't just stand up and say, God is testing me, God is showing me something. No, he said, you are the branches, I'm the vine. Then he says, when you are not producing fruit, he will prune so that new branches will come out and you produce what? Fruit. But he said, but for you, there is no need for pruning because you are already made clean because of God's word that is already with you. You see that? Meaning, if you tell yourself I'm the righteous enough and understand it, you don't need to go through no test. I will teach this probably on Sunday, times and season, or test and trials, or test and season. I'll put it like that, so that you get to understand this truth. He said, God does not tempt with evil because he's not tempted by evil. He's telling you that the same capacity I've got, you've got it. You are created from my own design, God's design, my own design. Meaning, you are created in my image and likeness. Whatever can test you should come and test me first. It's just like saying, is this clutch real? When this cloth is the same cloth God is wearing, everything made from the same material, God is saying, you are made up of me. If they are wondering if you are real, then maybe me as a raw material, I'm fake. That's what he's saying. Do you guys get what I'm trying to explain to you? Don't be waiting for Satan to, you know, that sometimes you people see sin, some kind of sin. Somebody is trying to tempt you in a way. You know, say, God is testing me. There's a blessing waiting. Listen, those things are all crap. As the righteous, always live above. When trials come, live above. Don't say, God is testing me. By default, you are supposed to overcome. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He didn't even say you are an overcomer alone. I did that before. Have two people come again. Two people. Come. Just two people come. Fast. Two of you should fight. And let Pastor Ed win. Make sure Pastor Ed win. Oh, yeah, come. You know, these days they play football and they even know who used to win. You don't understand what I'm saying until you're in the football world. I heard that they told one of my teammate many years ago, they told him to go and bet something that these people will win, that they sell the match. He thought they were joking. The people won. The goalkeeper just did like he wanted to get the ball and miss the ball. And they won. Hallelujah to Jesus. All right, fight. Watch here, everybody. This is not what God is saying about us. That we fought Satan and find that you are resting constant on us. God is not like we fought Satan and suddenly we win Satan. We say, yeah, man. Gangan, tan, taran, tan. That's not what God is saying, though. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Then we start feeling like John Cena. No. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's not wrestling. We're not called to wrestle with Satan. Mm-mm. Even if we're wrestling, it's in our mind through ideologies. The Bible says we don't wrestle against what? Flesh and blood. It's not a physical war. The weapons, that's why the weapons are not physical. So what we are doing is not, God has not designed us to fight Satan. And when we fight Satan, we, in the name of Jesus, die! Satan not die. Then we now say, wow, we are winners. You know what is even causing us to walk like this? The victory over Satan. I dealt with that guy, man. What if I told you, you are not the one that dealt with him? Jesus has destroyed him. You were not called to fight him. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Colossians 12 from 14. Give me the TPT. I know some of you go and download this rendition from today. Hey, TPT. No, stand up now. It's not that serious. Colossians 2 from 14. He cancelled out every legal violation we had on our record and the old arrest warrant that stood to indict us. The old arrest warrant. You know what that means? You know what that means? He... he erased it all as since our stained soul, that bad mind we used to have, bad barak mind, he raised it. He deleted it all and they cannot be retrieved. He deleted it all, meaning he went to recycle bin, deleted it. Why are you remembering it? Say, there's one boy that we had a thing together. He used to live in Wadata, in that Agogo street. Anytime I pass, he sees me and he's not smiling and making me feel so bad. And now I'm a child of God. Listen, you are a child of God. When he smiles, smile. When he says, you this girl, I say, oh, thank you, bless you. Oh, it will pain him and pain the devil. But when you see him now, you are doing like this. Please stop. I don't want to be remembering my past. Then you now go and say, anytime soon you'll be. Yeah. What you are lacking is revelation. He said, if your heart condemns you, tell your heart, God is greater than you, heart. Because God is not condemning you. He has deleted all the vices. He can't remember anything. They cannot be retrieved. Everything we once were in Adam has been placed onto his cross. Everything we once were in Adam has been what? Placed onto his cross. And named permanently there as a public display of what? Cancellation. Permanently. That's why anytime you look at the cross, see Satan defeated. Anytime we want to talk about the cross, all you see is Satan what? Defeated. We can't praise him. We the cross preachers, when we teach, we're always making him look like nonsense because he's defeated. Next part of scripture, 14. Then it says, then Jesus made a public spectacle of all the powers and principalities of darkness. All. He made a public spectacle. Meaning he gathered them and disgraced them publicly. He said, all the powers and principalities of darkness, stripping away from them every weapon and all their spiritual authority and power to accuse us. Before he gave us power, before he resurrected and died, he gave us power over the powers of the enemy. Now the Bible says he took all the power. Meaning if you are walking in the realm before Jesus resurrected, Satan can exhibit power over you. But if you are walking in the realm, the post-resurrection realm, where we are seated with Jesus, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Then at this point, oh death, where is thy sting? Satan has got no ability. And by the power of the cross, Jesus led them around as prisoners in a procession of triumph. He was not their prisoner, they were his. Prisoner entered prison. People in charge of prison became prisoners. Listen, people of God, you can't hear these things and not be excited. Listen, even if you are a stoned addict, get excited. Your freedom has come. It's not a joke. Get excited. We are not just conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Meaning, Pastor A should not determine his teeth from this victory now. He hit Pastor Peter. Boom! Pastor Peter went to the ground. Go to the ground. And he's now saying, I'm a victor. He's excited because he wants Satan. No! Don't get your joy from this. Just remove it from the way I'm continuing living. Explore the things in God. Adam, eat from the tree of life. There are a lot of things in the tree of life. We need to excavate them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? A lot of things. Forget about the devil, he's a non-entity. He's not a function in the kingdom. The only thing that strengthens Satan is wrong belief. 56 of 1 Corinthians 15. The strength of sin is the law. Wrong beliefs. And as long as that law is preached, a veil lies on our face, hinders us from seeing Christ. 1 Corinthians 3 from verse 15. Wrong beliefs. Terrible. Pray with the wrong belief for a long period of time. If you like, pray 3 days. You will not be changed. Because you have what? Wrong beliefs. Prayer is very important. But I said the algorithm in the New Testament is changed. The database in the New Testament is changed. We don't pray to God to do something. We pray to God because he has done something. We are not praying to see something happen. We are praying because something has happened. That's how we pray. From that perspective in the New Testament. From thanksgiving. When you are thanking, you just imagine you are thanking your father before he provided something. It will sound odd, but we are thanking him because he has what? Provided. If you see somebody thanking, it is because something has happened. He said, make your request known through what? Thanksgiving. Look at it. So you don't come and say, God, give me this. Father, I thank you because I have received. Thank you because I'm above. Thank you because I cannot see. No, Father, help me not to sin. He has helped. And you are filled with the Spirit. How dare you say, help me not to sin? You have received the help from God. He's called the Helper, the Holy Spirit. He's called our Comforter. You have him. You don't say, Father, help me. You have the Holy Ghost. God OS is in you. You didn't get what I said. I said, God operating system is in you. God OS, the Holy Ghost. The Bible says he knows the heart of the Father. He said, no one knows the heart of a man but the spirit of that man. In the same way, no one knows the heart of God but the spirit of God. God didn't have a problem giving us his spirit. He said, we have received the spirit from God that we may know the things God has freely given unto us. TPT said, to understand and experience all of those things. Did you see that? Isn't it beautiful? We don't care if 1 billion are believing wrongly. We must believe rightly. We don't care. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's how you think as a child of God. We're not fighting the devil. No. Never live life like you are fighting Satan. Every day of your life, wake up in the morning. Don't be praying like this. Father, please help me. That sin of, I want to stop this. Mm-mm. You don't want to stop. You have stopped. See, the Bible says you will know the truth. The truth make you free. The truth is your reality in Christ. Meaning when we tell you your reality in Christ, that reality that you have just understood will cause you to be free. What is the truth? The truth is not you are going to be delivered. The truth is Colossians 1:13. You've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. Let's have it in the TPT. You have been delivered. I want us to read it. Colossians 1:13. He has rescued us completely from the tyrannical rule of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom realm of his beloved son. He has. He will not. He is not doing it. He has. Say, I have been delivered. Completely. Give me the Amplify. I want you to shout. Let's read it together. In the Amplify rendition. Want to go. You see that? Forever and ever. So what is the gospel? If you will be delivered. Mm-mm. What is the gospel? You have been delivered. We are going with the message. No man in the flesh. He didn't say no Christians. He said no man. So how do we preach to people? Brother, you are the righteousness of God. You are born again. God has, if you accept the Lord Jesus as a personal Lord and Savior, you begin to walk in this realm. You are the righteousness of God. These are your realities. You've been delivered. Say, but I'm smoking. You've been delivered. The truth will make you free. You are smoking because you've not found out the truth about your life. No man in the flesh, but every man in the spirit. Everybody we are preaching to, we are speaking to them from the spirit. We are trying to speak to them from the spirit. I was speaking to a young man. He said to me many years ago, he said, Pastor, you make me feel like I'm too close to God. I'm not that close to God, though. He said, anytime I come to you, I used to feel like me and God are very okay. I said, you and God are very okay. He said, I know who I am. I'm a sinner. But you talk to me like I'm too close to God. I said, you and God have no problem. There's no breach. He loves you. Where there's sin, grace abides even more. I said, God loves you. He wants you changed forever. But the enemy has come. I will not forget this in my life. This same boy, his best friend at that time, the Holy Ghost opened my eye. I saw him dead. I started disturbing. Come to church. Come to church. Come to church. But they were writing worldly song. I think he died by going for one of these Project Fame. When he went there, his language would not thought he has blown because they saw him on TV. And they planted a charm. He started getting sick there. Sick there. They brought him back. I was called from wherever I was. Before we know or arrived, I heard he was dead. That his leg and his body was all swelling, blah, blah, blah. I don't really want to understand. And he died. And from the spiritual test they did, they said they killed him. They did a spiritual test before we arrived. They said they killed him. And I remember how the Lord was telling me, push him, push him, push him. He will come on one of these Sundays. The next Sunday, we'll be laughing and we'll be playing worldly song on a Sunday. They'll be practicing their new song, their new hit song. There, Jesus. I don't want to sound in a very stupid way. Most of these people you see up there, if you know what they do, to keep themselves in check. If you know what they do, to keep themselves in check. They say, pray as a gospel singer. You say, no, I need money to sponsor my album. Pray! Do you know some of these people sleep in burial grounds? Do you know what some of these people do? For them, for you to say, I'm a Christian, still you are doing your leg like this. You don't know why you're still doing your leg like this when you hear their songs. They say, no, these people are just being, this apostolic, we have been too deep. Life is not that deep. They just wrote songs and drank ice cream and their song blew. They are not that good. Have you heard them talk before? That's the voice we are buying. The lead singer here sings better than Davido. The lead singer here sings better than that, sounds better than him. And there are some people that are dying to buy his CD. No jokes. If you need to study the kind of talents in church, you'll be amazed. All of them there, most of them, 90% of them there, are from church. When you see them playing keyboard, that's why we always used to catch people in church. We say, if you want to play for our church, you must love God very well. Because if they don't love God, if they are talking money, another person can pay you better than church. They can pay you. The reason you are in church is because you have a higher salary. Somebody is coming in 1 billion. I tell you the truth. The gift of a man maketh way for him. So if money is your God, you bow. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. Glory to God forevermore. We've been rescued. Go back to Psalms and we close there. You can sit down. Go back to Psalms. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. He said, they'll be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design. Deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of their lives. They are never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous. You see that? We are getting you wet for Prosperity Summit. He said, never fainting, never fainting. When you get tired sometimes as a Christian, you are not staying with the Word of God. You feel weak, say, I feel dry. You will never stay with the Word of God. Because if you are by the brooks of bliss, you always feel wet in the spirit. Water will be around you in the spirit. Are you listening to me? Don't joke with the Holy Ghost. Stay with the Word. Don't be complaining every time. Stay with the Holy Spirit. The fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Stay with it. You don't really have a problem. Have you ever been put in a well? Has anybody ever sold you to slavery? Then you are crying. What of Paul that wrote to us from prisons? I thank my God that you are doing so well. From prison! Oh, that can only come by the Spirit. He was writing to Timothy. He said, I'm in chains, but still writing to you. Chains! His hands were on chains. He was writing to Timothy. Writing a letter. Consoling them. Hi! Consoling people with chains in prison. You are consoling the people eating rice, not being able to pay their bills, and you are in prison consoling them. His number one priority was still the church in prison. Do you understand? Say this word, say, Father, arise up to responsibility. All this chicken ice cream Christianity, we must run away from those rubbish. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? These things will come to us by default if we stay by God's word, stay by God's ways. Very important. You must lose some friends if you must fly on the wings of the Spirit. You must. You have these friends always talk against church, always talk against the things of God, and you just smile. You lose them. Tell them, lose me. This is destiny we are talking about. We didn't come to this world to play and lick ice cream. We came to fulfill purpose. Are you listening? We don't have all the time in this world. Listen. Don't joke with your life. These are things I heard many years ago that I told myself, I can't waste my life over rubbish. How can I be at age 20? Let me not use age. At a time in my life I should be making impact, I'm thinking of relationship. Why? Why? It's so funny that this era of Christianity, you see young boys, all they are thinking of, God say I should marry you, all this useless, stupid, things they say in church. When you should, how many souls have you won that God is saying you should marry? You have not won 5 souls. God can never tell you to marry. The kind of God I know will never tell you to marry. You're not responsible as a Christian. He said, prove your call. Do the work of an evangelist. You can't claim you have touched the realm of sonship if you can't do evangelism. How many people can you say that God, through me, God was able to win these souls? Then you are saying he's giving you a responsibility of family. Are you listening to me tonight? It's time to wake up. And you can't do this thing except by the Holy Spirit. Even church leadership is by the Spirit. You can't be sitting down, somebody, anything people say is what you believe. You must hear beyond what they are saying to you physically. Else you can't rule in church. Because you may still find people that lie in church. Are you listening to me? Glory to God forevermore. It's time to wake up. You must be tough as a Christian. Very tough. Standing on God's word in a very tough way. Don't allow any naysayers outside make you feel like you're a stupid person. Stay with the word of God. Let's go back to that scripture, Galatians 5. Is it Galatians 5:1 TBT? And we pray. Everybody read it out with a loud voice. Now, can you go back here? Read. Give me verse 4, then come back here. Where we were, just here. Psalms 1 verse 4. Psalms 1 verse 4. Just rush back there. Verse 4. Alright, go back. Give me Galatians 4, 5 and 1. That's where we were, right? Everybody, I want us to read. One to go. Stubbornly refuse. Are you listening to me? Hold firm to your confession of faith. Stubbornly refuse. You know, sometimes it's like you are fighting yourself, like Jacob. Fight with the word of God. Your heart, you are fighting. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. There's warfare in your mind. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Suggesting that you are this, you are that, but you are fighting. I must be that in the name of Jesus. Is the word of take the easiest path. I refuse to take that path. I am this. And you win by God's word. Rising in the wings of the Spirit. Never fainting. Always succeeding. Always prosperous. Fruitful in every season. Are you listening to me? Fruitful in every season. You don't talk fear. Never talk defeat. Always talk faith. Always a winner. Never a loser. You insist in seasons. There are times you wake up and say, this season, Lord, things are opened up. Labor, katabaya. They are opened up in the name of Jesus. In this season, I deserve this. I'm getting it. Say, God is passing through a test. No! As a prophet over your life, do you know you are a king, a priest, and a prophet over your life too? Do you know you get... Point comes, you must take responsibility. It is possible that I pray for Pastor Ed now and say, deaf ear, open. Maybe if this ear is deaf, open. And God will be looking at me. I said, it will never open. He has to take responsibility. Because he wants Pastor Ed to grow. And as long as that ear is deaf, Pastor Ed will be under pressure to one word, press. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He said, there's no temptation that has come to us beyond our ability to overcome. Temptation come to keep us in a particular zone because they know that we are supposed to rise above that zone. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So God will light. I say, I have a personal dealing with this guy. Very important. So a point in your life, as you must speak as a prophet over your life, not the pastor here, We are kings, prophets, and peace. And priests, I mean. Meaning one day you might have to wake up in the morning and shout in the middle of the night and speak God's word over your life. It's my season. Announce the acceptable year of the Lord. This is my time. Prophesy it. In this season, you pray in tongues about a particular. Pray. You start hearing words of prophecy. Start declaring it. When you receive that note of victory in your spirit, sleep. It will happen. It will happen. Glory to God forevermore. Oh, you must learn to see by the eyes of the Spirit. How do we get here? The wings of the Spirit. I tell you what we are doing is not by power, it's not by might, and we have not even started. We are flying by the wings of the Spirit. What you are seeing is the least you will see. The Lord assured me. He said, what you are seeing is the least. Mark this day, keep this message there. I was praying, and while I was praying, the Lord told me. He spoke to my heart. Because when we got this land, it's big and it's still big. But a little part of it was carved out as a street. And I said, dear Lord, this is not really enough, but no problem. No problem. A little part of it. And the truth is this, the people acted so sincere. In all honesty, I don't think they are aware. So they agreed to refund it a part of the money because a part of it was cut as a street. Yet, it's still very okay for what we want to do. And as I was praying, the Lord told me, he said, son, do you know that Jacob, you know, if you observe me every day, I always say this when I teach. I say, it seems Jacob, I have never said Jacob knew. I used to joke that how would Jacob say he did not know? Thank God I never said he knew. That's my consolation. Then the Lord told me, he said, Jacob did not know. Check the Bible. I now carried the Bible in the original Torah, the way they wrote it in Greek. And I wanted the literal, I don't want them to help me interpret the English. I want the English to be as scattered as it is. Are you people getting on trying to explain? So while I was reading, I found out that after the feast that night, they were all drunk, including Jacob. And while they were drunk, the father of the league came inside the house with the woman. Before he brought his daughter inside, he off the light. And Jacob said, why did you off the light? He said, in our culture, I'm trying to paraphrase, you don't have your way with a woman with the lights on. We're not like you people. And when he off the light, he brought the first daughter inside instead of the second one he had worked 7 years for. And when he laid with her in the morning after her call has gone and everything and the light is on, he said, what? This is no who. You know, every time I used to say, how would Jacob say? How would Jacob say? Are you people getting out trying to explain to you? But the Lord showed me he didn't know. I said, wow. He said, but wait a minute. Jacob collected the second woman. I said, yes, Lord. He said, he collected all of the man's property, almost all. I said, yes, Lord. He said, son, we didn't see the street. I said, yes, Lord. He said, but you collect the second one. You collect the third one. He said, you collect the fourth one. I speak in parables. Lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Give him all the praise. Worship him. Bless his name. Lift your voice and pray. Pray in the spirit. Don't close your mouth. Speak out. Speak out. Shabakabaradabaya. Speak out. Lift your voices and speak out. Rekabashonda bababaya. Woo! Shabababababaya. Oh, rabababababababababa. Shakapong sokoto. Repakate. Montakabalataya. Shepatolia kabaya. Speak out. Speak out. Hey. Shamana kabababaya. Petosuna magakatala bababa. Speak out. Rapakotoboyo. Shana babala kabababababababa. Monarch of Zion, we will praise your name forever.
Shabababa. Pone kaf sayan. Shabakabababababababababababababa. Pone sayan. We will praise your name forever. Woo! Hey, 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 hey. Shake it up, ba 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 ba. Hey, ba 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 ya. Woo! Shababa, ekaba, 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 ekaba. Romba kasada ba ya. Mount of Zion, we will praise your name forever. Shaba ba 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 ba. Mount of Zion, we will praise your name forever. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Haka ba 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 ba. Woo! Haraka ba 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 ya. Shaka ba 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 ba. Raka ba 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 ya. Leka ba 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 ba. Baka cha samba koya. Era ba 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 ba. Opaka sopa pake kaba baba. Repaka bato sopa kaba baba. Shaba kaba toya. Rekaba taka baba baba ya. Listen. I taught something here many years ago. I called it the call of the soul and the cry of the spirit. That on the strength of the teaching tonight, the Lord has pictures in your soul. He has put pictures, imaginations in your soul. Things you really want to touch in the spirit. When you have these pictures in your soul, it's called the call of the soul. What your soul is calling you to. You don't just stop there. Something called the cry of the spirit. Where you make sure that your spirit begin to pull those things. Imagine your spirit touching them. Are you listening? You don't just pray. You know, that kind of prayer can happen anyhow. Are you listening to what I'm saying? It's called prevailing prayer. It can be anyhow. There is no arrangement for the prayer. You don't consider your neighbor for the prayer. You just allow the spirit flow. Now, I want you to take time and just pray in the spirit. We call it the cry of the spirit. In 5 minutes. In 5 minutes. Don't mind your neighbor. Don't mind your spirit. Don't mind your spirit. Don't mind your spirit. Anywhere, anyhow, you want to express it. Sabaka baba baba lataya. Remoko no sokopo. Shaba baba 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 baba.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now listen. If you are here, you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, and you want to be baptized. I think somebody messaged me. That was Daniel, if I'm not mistaken. I think you messaged me. You spoke about baptism of the Holy Spirit. Come. Now, anybody here, you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, I want you to come out. You want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You've never prayed in the Spirit before, and you want to pray in the Spirit. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Close your eyes. Keep on praying. Pray about your issues. Lift your hands and say, Lord, fill me with your Spirit. Tell Him to fill you. At the count of three, receive the fullness of the Spirit. 1, 2, 3, take the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. On the count of three, receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. 1, 2, 3, pack!
fullness of the Holy Spirit. At the count of three, receive the fullness of the Spirit. 1, 2, pack the fullness of the Spirit. Oh, bless you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let us stand. Close our eyes, pray. Keep praying in the Spirit. Pray. Pray. Let her pray too. Pray for a wife. Pray. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I'm sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.